Today, Drum organized a community speak out, what we call a mela, which means a street fair, and a march against the Bush policies and for immigrant justice. Family members wanted to take this time before the Republicans come to town to really speak out the voices of undocumented immigrants and immigrants who've been directly affected by all of the policies in the last few years of detaining and deporting thousands of people. Most of the members who are here from Drum are families whose husbands have either already been deported or who have sisters or wives or loved ones right now in detention, or some of the people here are special registrants and other people who are facing deportation in the next year. So they wanted to have a safe way to be able to come out in their community and tell Bush and the Republicans to go home and to say that we're not going to stand for these policies anymore.
You also invited other communities. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
We invited a lot of other immigrant communities of color because we understand that even though Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians, who are mostly our members, have been hit hard in the past few years, that many, many communities of color and poor people have been hit hard. So we had here with us today CAV, Organizing Asian Communities, from the Bronx, and their Khmer Freedom Campaign, which fights against the deportations of several hundred Cambodian people who are expected to be deported soon because of the repatriation agreement that was signed with Cambodia under the Bush administration. We also have here Nodutol for Korean Community Empowerment, which is right here in Queens with Drum. We had Latin American Workers Project from Brooklyn, who Drum has worked with closely since last summer, when many Latino day laborers on Roosevelt Avenue here were picked up in raids by the INS and the FBI. We also had Esperanza del Barrio, street vendors organization from East Harlem, who came here to talk about the harassment that thousands of undocumented street vendors across the city, who are simply trying to make a living for their families, face on a regular basis from police because of their status.
We saw a lot of very young people in Drum. Is this a strategy of Drum?
Drum has many, many youth members because a lot of young people in our community are really upset that their families have been detained and deported in the last few years, and they keep seeing this happening. But we also have a lot of older members that are here. Some of them have been deported from Canada and now came here to the U.S. as refugees. Some of them are special registrants who are going to be deported, and still they're protesting. And we also have 100 adult members who you don't see here because they're detainees who are right now behind bars in detention centers across New York and New Jersey.
What are the plans of Drums for the Republican National Convention?
For the RNC, Drum will be marching with Still We Rise, Racial Justice 911, who we've been working with for the last year, and will be joining the anti-imperialist contingent on both the big march on Sunday as well as the Poor People's March on Monday. And although it's very risky for a lot of our members to be marching and be in Manhattan at that time, where cops can ask their immigration status and will profile them probably because of the way they look, and these are people who've already been profiled and targeted, but still, despite that, a lot of families are so fed up and youth are so fed up that they want to take that risk and they want to go out there and protest.
And so it is that in a country that some say is free, many are marching for their very lives. This is Fred Nguyen for WBAI Sunday News.